Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I have some good news for you today. What if it's true that conviction right now is evidence that mercy from God is still available to you? Romans chapter 2 assumes something sobering and hopeful all at the same time, that our conscience still speaks. Thoughts accuse, thoughts defend. The heart still feels the weight of truth, and that means God has not gone silent yet. But Scripture also warns us that this will not always be the case, that our hearts have the ability to harden, and that our consciences can be seared. So truth resisted repeatedly becomes truth ignored eventually. And that's why Paul's words carry urgency. He's not just merely explaining theology. He is pleading with people not to waste the moment. Every time conviction is felt and dismissed, the heart grows duller towards the truth of God's word. Every delay trains the soul to resist repentance. Romans chapter 1 showed us what happens when God gives people over. Romans chapter 2 shows us mercy before that happens. The presence of conviction is not condemnation, it is kindness. It is God pressing the truth into the heart one more time. The danger is assuming there will always be another opportunity. Scripture never promises that. It promises today. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Respond while the heart still hears. Respond while the conscience is still stirring. Respond while grace still calls. You can pray this prayer today. God, soften my heart today and let conviction lead me quickly to repentance and faith and obedience in Christ. Here are two peoples you can pray for today. Our Creative Access missionaries who are in India, and also the Edoma LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Nigeria.